Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdowns, analysts on every game.
Everything a Steelers fan could want.
This is Fourth Down in the Steel City with your hosts, Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Episode 8, segment 2, Fourth Down in the Steel City. I'm Adam Crawley. He's Colin Dunlap. And I'm going to ask you a question that has to do about the Steelers, has to do with the Steelers, in a couple minutes. It's a good one, and it'll make you think. But we're not going to do that just yet.
Gotcha.
We'll still think. But Colin, Devin Bush was bad in the preseason game. No other way to put that. I'm not a Robert Spillane believer, which means I still think that Devin Bush needs to play and start in these next couple of preseason games, because I'm hoping against hope he can figure it out with his pedigree. But if he can't, then you are playing Spillane, and I'm not really enamored with either option at this point.
Okay, if you're not a Robert Spillane believer, then you're defaulted to being a Devin Bush believer. So do you just like Devin Bush because he's the best option of the two, or you think that he can be a good football player?
I am pulling for Devin Bush to find rookie year Devin Bush. I don't think it's in there, but I think that
Then why are you living in your fears? Why are you afraid of change? Because you just don't think Spillane's that good?
Well, right. I think Robert Spillane, given all the talent the Steelers have on this defense, which Mike Tomlin continues to anywhere he talks, he says there should be a dominant defense this year. I think there's one guy, if it's second down and four, instead of running the football, if Robert Spillane's on the field, you're throwing the football to a back that he's covering or to a tight end that he's covering, and you're trying to exploit him in coverage. I don't think he can run with guys at this level. That concerns me. Devin Bush can't stop the run. I don't know that Devin Bush is confident enough, smart enough, whatever, to run with guys at this level either. I do know he's got the athletic ability, and I'm not saying start Devin Bush day one in the regular season if he ain't got it, but I am saying start him the next two preseason games and see if whatever mental block he's got, you can knock free.
Yeah, well, I think he sucks. And so what you just outlined is something that is a very real worry about Spillane. But let me outline a different tact here. Doesn't, for me at least, this is why I like Robert Spillane better and why I'd immediately just put him in and play him alongside Miles Jack. Robert Spillane has a better chance of making first and 10, second and 9. And Devin Bush has a better chance of making first and 10, second and 4. And that's why. It's just, I don't know. And I think the occurrence you outlined on third down happens less than the occurrence with running the football and trying to gain leverage and trying to leverage the middle of the field early downs. And Devin Bush puts them, the other team, into really advantageous down and distance situations too much.
No, that's fair, and I'm not here to tell you I think Devin Bush is going to figure it out, but I have this reoccurring nightmare of that Chargers game from a few years ago where John Bostic got motioned out, and then he was one-on-one with Keenan Allen like five times in the second half, and I just see the opposition trying to do that to Robert Spillane a bunch. I think ultimately, and we saw this at practice today, I think ultimately what's going to wind up going down is they're going to play a hell of a lot of dime defense, and you hope that Cam Hayward stops the run and Tyson Alualu stops the run and Larry Ogunjobi and TJ Watt stop the run and Miles Jack does. and you just have an extra safety on the field, whether it's DeMonte Casey or if Carl Joseph's healthy, and you just play it that way.
Yeah, the Steelers need to get out of the business of your number 50-something running with their number 80 or number teen-something.
Yeah, bad business.
It's happened far too much. It really has. Even back to the Dick LeBeau days, it's just happened too much.
And I will say, as a guy who is afraid of Robert Spillane having to do that, at least you don't have Keith Butler as your DC, and you do have Brian Flores who can help scheme things up. And for the first time, really, I saw this on Steelers.com the other day. Mike Tomlin talked about the expectations for his defense, but not just because of the personnel. He also said that they had the guys in the building to make decisions. So maybe they're not going to put themselves in a situation where Robert Spillane is going to get effed like that. In terms of first and 10, yeah, I'm probably leaning towards, I mean, especially against Baltimore, especially against Cleveland, I'm probably leaning towards Spillane against some teams that want to throw it a little bit more. If you are going to use two inside linebackers, I'm probably leaning towards Bush. But still, a lot of time left to go. Colin.
Yes.
If you were a fan.
I'm a fan. I mean, if I'm a fan.
If you were a fan who was going to make a road trip to a game this year or fly to a game, travel outside of Western PA to watch the Steelers play, where would you go?
All right, they're all in the Eastern time zone this year, right?
They are. A lot of easy trips.
Yes, a lot of easy. That's a great question, man. All right, I'd eliminate the division games because those cities all I've been all
they
of them. A million
I mean,
times.
Come on, they're fine.
You know, they're all not terrible, but they're all not great either. Okay, so they're going to tell me where else they're going. Let's see, they're going to
Buffalo, Miami.
Philly.
Indy.
Indy's actually a pretty good party town. Grid system, easily walkable. It's a good event.
I'll say hello to my friends at the Slippery Noodle.
There you go.
Not a strip club, though it sounds like one.
It isn't. What is the date of the Miami game?
The Miami game is October 23rd, my daughter's birthday. How about that? Ooh,
there you go. Happy birthday. Low Miller's actually is our bar in Indianapolis. Okay, October 23rd in Miami. It could be nippy here, could be good. All right, give me one more road game because Miami probably takes it. I'm not a big Miami guy. I'm more of a Tampa guy than Miami guy. You'll find that hard to believe, but I like Tampa, the Tampa area. But Miami's too glitz for me. I'm a too much of a regular man.
I went to Miami when West Virginia played Clemson in the Orange Bowl, and I don't think I've ever been that hungover, and a hangover has never been more expensive than it was in Miami. Also, the people, beautiful. Oh, holy cow. I'm like a Pittsburgh 7, maybe. I'm like a Miami 2.
Everybody looks like Ricky Martin and J-Lo. I mean, it's unbelievable. Even the bums. Anyway.
Carolina.
No.
Charlotte. Atlanta. Atlanta's kind of cool.
It's all right. You got to drive everywhere, though. Okay, probably.
Not a great visit schedule. Like last year, I think it was obvious. If you're a huge football fan, you make the trip to Green Bay. Like that to me was a slam dunk. And I knew a handful of people that did it. I probably would do Miami again.
Yeah, for weather purposes.
Yeah, and the party. And I don't think I could ever convince my wife to get down to Miami again in my life unless there's a work reason or my boys are going for something. So, yeah, I think I'm leaning Miami. Close second, Atlanta.
The ATL. Good city. Yeah, man, really. Yeah, you know, Charlotte's not an awful town to party in. And it's... You know, Zeiss, our friend Paul Zeiss, who we work with at the radio station, he could drive there in like 5 hours. It normally takes rational, sane humans like 7 or something. There's a lot of flights provided the airline industry gets its freaking act together and they're not all canceled or delayed. So you can kind of shoot in on Saturday morning or late night Friday and party all weekend. You know, Charlotte will be overrun by Steelers fans.
That whole stretch, Miami will be not as much as Charlotte, and Atlanta will be probably too. Their whole road schedule is going to be flooded with Steelers fans. Not unlike we normally see. I would go to Buffalo, but I have an ex in Buffalo, and Buffalo is not all that big. So I think I'm probably out on that.
Yeah. But Charlotte, plus half of Charlotte's already displaced Pittsburghers after US Air shifted their hub down there. So most of the people that are in Charlotte are from Pittsburgh originally. You know, another one that maybe puts it over, probably Miami because of the stadium. A lot of people haven't been to the stadium.
Yeah, it looks super cool. Because when I was there, they hadn't done the renovations and pulled out all the seats, and it was a dump. It's not in a great area either, but yeah, pretty cool. So I'm going. I'll go to that one. It's less about the football to me and more about the party. Unless it's Green Bay, then it's about the football. Buffalo might be fun, though, because they were here when Buffalo was here and Duck Hodges was battling for a playoff spot. They brought like 12,000 fans, and those people were wild, but they're from upstate New York, so they were wild and kind of friendly.
Yeah, but Buffalo, that's an away game. Buffalo strikes me as a place where they're not real welcoming for home games.
That's probably true.
You know, I have a hard time taking a trip and going somewhere where it's colder.
You live here, so.
Right. I don't know. That's a great question, though. You know what one what used to be great is when Jacksonville was in the division, and then everybody would make that trip to Jacksonville once a year for that division game down there. No matter what time of year it was, get out of here, get in the sun just a little bit, and go down and go to that Jacksonville trip.
I went to a Steelers road game in St. Louis, and it was the game that Michael Vick had to play because Ben got hurt.
Was that when the turf caught on fire?
And the turf caught on fire. I was the in. This is a good story. I was the in. There's a lot of good stories from the St. Louis trip, but I was the in booth producer back at the old job. And so the turf is on fire. It's the first time I ever did it. There's a 30-minute delay. All I kept doing was handing Bill Hillgrove cards for him to read sponsor after sponsor to get all that crap out of the way in the first 30 minutes. Probably not what the sponsors wanted, but that's what I did. On the way home, Colin, I was on the Steelers bus, and Antonio Brown was flipping a shit because he didn't get 100 yards, and he was going off about how, if my boy didn't get hurt, talking about Ben, I'd have had a great day with showing everyone his stats in his phone.
Fair point, you know. Fair point. Not wrong. I still can't believe the turf caught on fire. That was one of the all-timers.
Their last year in that stadium, shockingly. And I did feel bad because, number one, their buffet spread was like the best in the league. And number two, I felt bad talking to all those people that weren't going to have jobs because they all loved the Rams so much. And, well, sorry, no more Rams. Speaking of Big Ben, who was AB's boy, who was not putting up numbers in that game, he tweeted out during the game, Colin, or somebody did from his account, and then signed it as Ben, all these guys look pretty good. A lot of fun. Is this guy going to shut up about the quarterbacks all year long, or is this going to be something that we see a bunch from Ben, whether it be interviews or social media, this guy commenting on the quarterback battle?
He'll punch himself out by mid-October. He's going to grow bored. Yeah, he's going to grow bored of this by mid-October. I tell you where Ben will make a mark this year, though. There is no question. If you write this down. Write this down because this is a no-brainer.
I'll type it in.
Ben will say more than one ridiculous thing on that Manning cast.
He will be
on that Manning cast at some point. He'll go on there. He'll say something to where it'll be not able to prove if it's true or not. It'll border right on sensationalistic. It won't be able to be proven or disproven. And it'll end up being huge fodder for sports talk radio and all around the NFL. Like the Ben does not have broken toes. Like something like that.
He's going to do it because Peyton Manning's going to be talking about Spider 2Y Banana and all these different plays. And Ben's going to be like, it doesn't really interest me. But one time I had my cervix removed before a game. And it's like, okay, Ben, that's fine.
Or an unnamed Steeler receiver one time. Me and him were on our way to the game. We got hit by three cars. And then I saw a player. Like, it's going to be something unable to be proved, but it'll end up being big news. And the perfect vehicle for him he won't be able to help himself. He'll use that Manning cast and blow up gigantic news. Mark my words.
Speaking of the Manning cast, NBC is going to try to do a Manning cast, but with Drew Brees. And let me tell NBC a little secret here. Drew Brees ain't interesting. Drew Brees ain't Peyton Manning. That would be like if 93.7 The Fan said, okay, we're going to do a Paul Zeiss cast where you can watch Paul Zeiss do the Steeler, watch the Steeler game. You watch Paul watch the Steeler games. In fact, really good idea. They should make that happen. And then some other competing stations like, and this isn't going to be nice. I probably shouldn't name a name here, but like, okay, let's pick Paul Alexander and he's going to do the Manning. I don't want to watch Paul Alexander watch a game. I can watch him and listen to him talk about a game. I would love to watch Paul Zeiss watch a game. Am I going to get in trouble?
No, you're not going to get in trouble. Why would you get in trouble? But Drew Brees just doesn't bring it. You know? If you had me sit next to Drew Brees at a stadium somewhere and he's telling me person to person what's about to happen and how cool it is and all that, and this play here, watch the X receiver. Hey, watch what he's done. Watch his foot. It's leaking back a little bit right before he snaps the football. I'm an audience for that. But Joe Smith in Topeka, Kansas doesn't give a hell.
No. Drew Brees, like, I don't want to sit there and watch Drew Brees interview somebody.
No.
Not happening. 0% chance I watch that. Up next, I've never seen this before. Never, ever, ever seen this before. I'll tell you what that is next. It is Fourth Down in the Steel City.